Recording in progress.
Thank you, Jason. I'd like to call to order the Community Services and Development Committee. Tonight, it is August 2nd at 6:30 PM. Welcome. Our new addition, Mr. Peterson is with us, Councilor Leach is with us, Councilor Hancock is with us. For the audio, so we're all here. Minister Canope is here, so welcome everybody. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it very much. Does anybody have any changes to the agenda tonight? Okay, and seeing none. Approval of the previous meeting's minutes.
I saw no problem with them. They look good.
Okay, good. So good. And that brings us to public comments for items not listed on the agenda. And as of right now, we don't have any public, so we're going to proceed on to number five. If somebody comes around, we might be able to fit them in later. So, item number five, Administrator.
Yes, sir. So before the committee tonight is a request from David Gates of Pace Athletics. I was hoping you'd be here tonight, but there may have been some confusion. But what I wanted to do is kind of give the committee kind of a first look at what Mr. Gates is proposing to do. My understanding is it's a athletics training facility for track and field. And he was looking for a little bit bigger parcel that could accommodate a larger facility. My understanding is in Eugene, they really didn't want to. Maybe
it's Michelle. Oh no,
Julie.
Oh, Julie. Yeah.
Can we show up?
Of course. Come on in. Oh. You're welcome.
It's real well attended.
Yes.
Yes.
It always is.
So, and he approached the city about if we had some open space that could fit this particular facility. And talking with Public Works, came up with a couple of spots that could potentially work. One spot being part of the 10-acre parcel behind Raintree subdivision where the detention pond is, where we're looking to put in a new well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other being out at what we've kind of internally dubbed the future fairgrounds out at the treatment plant. Committee might recall that the city has kind of blocked off a 10-acre parcel out there for a fairground type of use in the future. Looking at putting something like that out there because it would fit. And as part of the discussion with Mr. Gates is that they would only run this for a limited time. And then at that time, the facility, the building, would be turned over to the city free and clear.
Hmm.
We didn't get into how a lease or rental or any of that would work because I didn't want to invest a lot of time and effort into putting something like that together if there was zero interest on the city's part. So this tonight is more, is there interest enough to kind of take that next step to kind of flush out what an agreement would look like, kind of that concept behind it, or not? And if not, you know, that's fine, but just from staff, we're just kind of looking for that, kind of that nod or not from the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. From staff standpoint, I think we kind of support the fairground location more so than the 10-acre parcel, just because of what that 10-acre parcel is really intended to do in the future. That's intended to be a bit bigger park area, potentially.
Hmm.
Neither site, our only concern is neither site's going to have the infrastructure that a facility like this would need right off the bat, so that may take time. Because both areas, eventually, if the city's own pace, will have that infrastructure developed to them, just not right away. I mean, it's like for the fairground one, as part of the sewer plant upgrade, that's when all the utilities would be extended to that parcel, for example.
Mm-hmm.
When we developed a park, or maybe if we developed a well treatment plant on that 10-acre parcel, then the utilities would be extended at that point. So, you know, there's some things that are relatively near in the future, but not right away.
Hmm.
That's why we thought it would be worthwhile to gauge the interest from the committee.
So isn't that where the one group came about, they talked about out there, about the redoing the hotel, the original hotel? Isn't that the spot where they were thinking
of? For that. Yeah, and this, you can have both in this pretty easily. It's not a, that's not necessarily an, it's not an either or. But yes, that would be out there at the Fairgrounds as well, potentially.
So he would run it for a certain amount of time and then turn it over to the city?
Basically, that's my
How is it being financed or built? Is it public-private partnership? Is he doing it all himself?
He would be building the structure of the facility. He has backers that would fund that. That construction, they would do the building of the facility itself, not any infrastructure or site work necessarily, so but the building.
Okay, so the city would be on the hook for getting the infrastructure out there then?
Correct. Hmm. And I would only recommend that as if we already had it out there or as part of our project, not as a special project.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Gosh, I don't know. We maybe biting off more right now. I don't know. What do you think?
A great idea.
Well, I guess I have a reservation, and that is, would we be then competing unfairly with businesses that are already here? Because I do see where there'd be like a weight training facility and things like that, and we have a gym that didn't get land from the city. So that's my concern is this fair to the other businesses?
A couple questions to put out there. I'd like to, so could you just put on the record like where exactly the fairgrounds are?
It would be at the city sewer treatment plant. I don't remember the exact high pass road address for the sewer treatment plant. It's about a mile and a half west of town.
So is that, so on, like when you look at Google Maps, you can see the sewer treatment facility that taps into the lake, or not the lake, but the stream or the creek that goes by there. Is that where we're talking about or further beyond that?
We're a little bit west of that. If you're looking at Google Maps, you'll kind of see an area where there's like a little copse of trees kind of next to High Pass Road.
Uh-huh.
Just pretty much south, just a little southwest of those, of the ponds. That's... Talk,
yeah.
Right in that area.
And there's no infrastructure now at all. And the city would be on the hook for that.
If they want to run their facility,
right.
Someone would have to get the power, basically power out to them. And at this point, I wouldn't ever advocate for the city to do that just for this project. I would structure or basically try to put in any kind of arrangement saying they're responsible for it, and you know, at some point the city will get power there, but it would be part of our own, our own upgrades.
Yeah,
because so that's an interesting, to me anyways, that's an interesting part of the agreement, which obviously you haven't worked up that agreement yet. But so what is out there right now? There's obviously some sewer, so there's...
There's absolutely nothing out there now.
Oh, good. So the sewer plant is close by, but there's not actually any pipes.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah,
There's literally nothing. We have a piece of dirt, that's it.
And how many acres is the piece of dirt? Is the whole thing 10 acres, or is that part of it?
That's part of about 100 plus acres.
Oh, okay.
180.
But of the 180-ish, some long-term planning at some point kind of designated that as a potential... Mm-hmm. Fair type area,
yeah.
Community okay. Gathering.
Fair kind of concept.
And the sewer treatment plant, you know, best case scenario, it would be out there, you know, roughly, I've heard different numbers, but at one point I thought I heard Gary say it might not be for 14 years.
No, that's not correct. The sewer treatment plant in the 14 years ago, said that's being completely done with everything, phase 1 through 3.
Yeah, okay.
But that phase 3 to get you to 2014, again, DQ hasn't agreed to those numbers. That's what we propose. That's not what they're going to agree to.
Sure.
That 14 is probably going to shrink down to about 8 or 9.
Eight or nine, yeah.
The first phase of that, which is what would push the power infrastructure, that's probably 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere roughly in there.
Yeah. So he approached the city about this idea, and it's just a real preliminary idea right now. But he has enough backing to build a facility, but he's looking for some sort of partnership, like Mr. Peterson said.
Yeah, that's fine to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Well, any further discussion? Any comments from anybody else? Any additional questions?
I have no more questions. I think you've answered everything.
Yeah, I wish he were here to talk to us.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of like with the museum or the opera house, which might end up being a museum too, depending on how they build that out or whatever. Like, I'm open to any idea. I don't ever want to be the one that says this idea stops here when people are willing to work on something. I'm not at all on board yet with agreeing to anything, obviously, because there's nothing to agree to. But I would certainly support continued exploration, because I think if the way development works, if one person goes into a site, others tend to follow, and then things happen that might not have happened. So we know something's going to happen out there in 10 years. The opera house is another idea that might happen out there. This is another idea. I like the fact that there's some ideas being thrown out there.
It might be better to get back in touch with Mr. Gates and say, hey, let's wait a couple of years and come back and revisit this. Right now, the city's, you know, more concerned about, you know, having the infrastructure out there you need for your facility.
Yeah.
And right now, the city has a bunch of other priorities that it needs to we need to get in order. We're not saying no, we're not saying go away, but we're saying let's hold off for a year or two, just so we can get our feedback under us and then come back and revisit the idea.
That sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Without saying
no, but it's not a
not now. It's not in my opinion, not the right time.
Because at this point, my next step would be to get legal involved, and that starts a building block, and that's why I wanted to check before I engaged a building block, because we pay enough to legal monthly to.
Yeah.
But I'd rather sure. check and not add to that.
I can all as a side note, I love the drawing, the concept.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Pickleball courts and all those things.
I think that's cool. I do like
the place for people to go.
I do like the idea of it being behind the neighborhood rather than out. A mile and a half west of town would be much easier for the kids that I'm sure will be using it to get to it.
Yeah,
when that happens.
I think with his overall concept, I think being out on High Path Road actually is going to be better.
Yeah.
Because it's intended to be, it's not a open to the public facility, it's meant to be for your schools and your track teams and
I see.
That kind of concept. It's not like getting a gym membership.
No.
That's not, it's meant to be specifically for like the university. Universities, pick your university for your high school track team, stuff like that.
Yeah.
To be able to come and practice and improve skills.
Yeah.
At the facility that way, that type of a training facility.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you for elaborating on that.
Yeah. And getting that large, like a bus turnaround, stuff like that, that's going to be a lot more problematic on that 10-acre parcel.
Over there, and it's. For parking also, I mean, if you're going to have a facility and parking, if there's a lot of parking needed, if it starts getting on the street over there.
Yeah. And whereas with the, out there at the fairgrounds, of just using that label, we know there's going to be a large parking lot to begin with. And access that's meant to handle your, like, semi-trucks for your, make your loop around for, like, deliveries out to the
plant. Right.
So we're already going to have that built into it, so it wouldn't be... That's why I advocated also for the theater group as well, saying, hey,
sure. Yeah.
We know we're going to have that there, so it could be utilized for multiple things and kind of be that jumping off point.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, I'd like to see it hang on for a year or two.
That's true. Parking lots are nice multi-purpose structures.
Mm-hmm. They don't particularly care who uses them for what. They're there to be used.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I'll reach back out to Mr. Gates saying we're interested, but you know, let's wait a little bit. You know, and it won't prevent him from continuing to work on the project if he wants to, but
yeah, just, that, sure.
You know, we want to wait and see how our get our designs and how that's going to look out at either of those locations before sure. we.
How much is the well going to take of the 10 acres over there behind off of Bailey?
Less than a quarter acre.
Oh, the whole thing can fit in less than a quarter. Like basically a big building lot can hold the
whole thing. Yeah, but probably about a, you know, honestly, depending on what we're doing, there's a lot of, you know, you could put it on, well, less than a house lot for sure. You know, less than 5,000 square feet. It's not, you know, it's not very big. No. You know, you figure you've got your well, which is a basically a 4x4 encased area, and then your building is usually a 10x10, 20x20 at most. It's not very big.
Is the location where you did the test, is it further north on that or closer to Bailey Lane? Like where in the
So we don't own, there's a 10 acre parcel between us and Bailey Lane we don't own.
Okay.
So we're on the south end of our 10 acre, so it's about the middle of that.
Got it. Of the whole field, you're saying it's actually two, oh there's two lots over there. I thought that whole thing was the city.
No, there's two. Yeah.
But it's on the south side of ours.
Yep.
And since the access there is coming from Bailey, that would hinder the turnaround too, because there's going to be a well.
No, because we're going to have the ability to be able to get equipment out there to work on the well.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that kind of turnaround stuff built into it. You know, you have to get like a boom truck out there to pull a well pump. You have to, if you have chemical deliveries, you're going to need a truck and trailer and being able to turn that kind of stuff around.
Oh, so there will be room for a turnaround there at that facility as well.
Worst case scenario, you can just drive around the road that's around the detention pond.
Yeah.
For a turnaround. Probably what Gary will do.
Yeah.
I'm putting words in his mouth, but if you're going to guess, he'll probably try to hard surface that and just use that as a turnaround.
And so the access is going to come from Bailey?
Mm-hmm.
But does the city's parcel have access to Bailey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just on like a panhandle or something?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yep, that's right. Because at the time when Ross Murray donated that, he owned both pieces.
Yeah.
So, and we had to go and get the utility easement, the modified from an access easement to a utility easement, so we could run a pipeline down it to connect into the water system.
Yeah.
But we just about got that done too, so that's pretty. The gal that owns it now, I can't remember her name, is super nice to work with. She's been great to work with, so.
Yeah. Interesting.
One of her requests was to add some fencing to keep people from using her property to walk their dogs on there. We couldn't, first we were like, what are you talking about? And somebody from the subdivision walked out their dog over under her property. Dog went, did his business, she left it there and walked away. It's like, got it. Now we understand what you're talking about. So we were able to come up with some solutions that made her happy. So it's like, that's simple. If that's your worst request, we got this. We can handle that.
Yeah.
So.
That's interesting. Well, it's always interesting, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done with this one? Okay. Everybody good? Okay. Anybody, you missed the very beginning of the meeting. We had an item called public comment for items not listed on the agenda. Were you coming here tonight to make a public comment?
No, I was wondering about the athletic facility based on the conversation that had been taking place with the opera house and the theater and how that would work. So
We've got enough room out there. Everybody can have their own spot.
Do you know David Gates? Is he a local?
Yeah, he lives off River Road.
Oh, okay. So he's got some local investment in the community.
Well, thank you for coming. I'm glad our first agenda item was what you're interested in. You're welcome to stay for more. Our next agenda item is in honor of our new council member, our new committee member, I should say. It's not that Peterson, but it's still a Peterson.
Yeah.
Street closure request. So welcome. Administrator.
You set the bar pretty high there.
The timing was perfect. I mean, here he is. He's first day on the job, and we have an agenda item with his name.
So we received a request from Jackie Peterson for their annual block party on off the 13th. I think this is, goodness, third year, fourth year, number of years. I mean, it's kind of becoming a regular fixture.
Mm-hmm.
Same request as previous years. Conditions for approval are the same as we've always had it. Happy to answer any questions, but it's really not.
I have no questions.
I don't have anything new this year.
Police and fire, we're fine with it, so.
Good. That's great.
I like block parties.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I do too.
Together, we do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So, sounds like we're all fine with that.
Bye, Julie.
We're moving on to.
Okay.
Council?
Thank you very much.
My wife was trying to volunteer me to help with that one this year, and I'm like, no. Provide food. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not helping you provide food.
Fine.
This was your help. You're helping get it approved.
That's. And even then, I'm only doing it because Jeremy's on vacation.
Oh.
I had a hard pass on that one too. Okay, so I'll get that one to council at the next meeting. Next one we've got is a new closure request, JC Retirement and Assisted Living, along with Avermere or whatever that their sister group across the road is. Mm-hmm. They're asking Avermere Rehabilitation Center to hold a block party as well on the 26th of August. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and it's just they're looking just to close the one block literally between of six right between their two buildings. I did reach out both to all to everybody and nobody had a problem with them closing that block. And since they're only impacting themselves from a property standpoint, they didn't have to get anybody's neighbor permission. Mm-hmm. They are the neighbors.
So, oh, because they cover the whole
block. Both cover
the
block.
They do. Yeah. It's just same spot they block off for the children's dress rehearsal performance, I think.
So, happy to answer any questions.
Looks good to me.
Yeah. No questions here.
I like it. I love it. So good.
It's nice to see new
yeah.
Yes.
People using it more and growing.
Yes. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. I will forward that one to council as well.
Alrighty, well then we're moving on to our departmental update.
Yeah, so I'll pinch hit for this one too. Couple of things. The Camp Sunshine, I didn't get the total brain blank, is going really well this year. We actually are up to 21, 23, 25, something like that, campers this year. Before we were about 16, 17, so we're starting to see more. We're kind of getting back up to the pre-COVID numbers. Mm. It took a little bit after COVID to kind of get our numbers back up, but we're starting to see several folks. Shelly's been working her tail off with that. We have three summer help folks, but everybody seems to be out for one thing or another, so Shelly's always having to step in to kind of fill the gap. So. Been going good there. Pool is going strong. We're seeing strong pool numbers as well. I don't have those off the top of my head, but I know listening to Mike talk today, we're up from to pass admission sales, we're up about 15% above where we've been normally. So it's good to see that there.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
We may have kind of created a little inadvertent problem when we added the grassy area and expanded the fence. It lets parents get a little too involved with swim lessons.
Oh.
Before, they were always outside the fence when we did swim lessons.
Oh.
Now they're, so we're working on to come up with some ideas to help people, or my people, stay back, please.
Oh, to keep parents from hovering over the classes?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, it was one of those, you know, didn't think about that, you know, and 90% of the time it's fine, but every once in a while you get that.
Yep.
So I know Jeremy's looking into trying to come up with some ways to creatively help people, remind them to, hey, we need to breathe. Please back up just a.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. But library will be closed during festival.
Will be.
Don't have enough volunteers to keep it open through the whole time. So talk with Michelle. She's going to use that time to take some vacation, earn some vacation time. So
good.
That's fine. I think parks-wise, Not anything major going there that I can think of. Nothing's popping out of my head. There's no fires I'm aware of. That's what it's always other than
that's a good thing.
That's the lance, right? They haven't risen to that level. Shelley does a great job of keeping things even keeled. So, right. But if there's questions, I'm happy to answer questions.
Sure.
I got nothing.
Okay, that's all I got then.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other business this evening? It doesn't look like we do.
Nope.
Okay, that brings us then to our committee member comment. So, I'm going to start with Councillor Hancock.
Oh, well, thank you. I want to applaud everything that's been done with the parks, and especially the pool area. It looks so nice. And we see a lot of people there using it, so I think it's fairly popular and gaining each day. So I really do think that that has been a benefit to the community across the board. And I did, just to kind of reflect back on this one issue, I did love these drawings. I mean, there's a lot there that we don't have. Pickle courts, right? Pickleball courts and volleyball and sandball, all these things. We don't have any of that around here. So I really thought that it was creative. Mm-hmm. And so I agree, obviously, we don't have to go back and rehash that we should postpone that, but I did like the ideas flowing in, and I do know that would be used. So that's it. That's all I have.
Councilor Leach?
Again, I'll just go off what Ken said. It's so neat to see the kids over at the park and at the skate park and at the pool, and it's like everything is gearing back to the way it was, and I like to see that. Love to see that. Mm-hmm. So.
Good. Okay. Mr. Peterson.
All right. Well, thank you for having me here. I'm delighted to be on the committee.
Nice.
And echo, what Ken said about the athletics facility. I think it's an awesome idea. Just when the time is right. We've got some other things to.
Yep.
Deal with first, and that pool with the new fence and the little grassy area and the new rocks and all that is just incredible.
Yep.
It's a totally different experience, for the positive, and it's almost always busy when we've gone for open swim. Standing online to sign up for lessons was a bit of a different experience this year, and it's something that we may want to look at in the future, figuring out how to streamline that, because that was a very, very long hotline to sign our kids up for lessons. If there's a way in the future to maybe computerize that or something. It sounds like you've heard this before.
Oh, yeah. No, it's right. Administrator Bowers was looking at something at one point in time, but this is not the first time we've gone down this path with that kind of automated scheduling bit. That's the end goal.
It just seemed like this year was just so much worse, so much busier than before. Maybe it's because, people are still snapping out of the COVID funk, and now they're finally wanting to get out and get onto it. I also didn't think it was particularly helpful to not be able to sign up for the third session at that point either, because they're only letting us sign up for sessions 1 and 2, which was artificially making a shortage at that moment. But that's for a different day. Overall, that's all I've got.
Yeah. Well, good. Welcome to the committee. Do you mind if we put you on the spot for a minute?
Okay.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about, if it's okay, this was what I wanted to comment on for a minute. First off, thank you, like I said, for being here, but do you mind just saying out loud for the world on the record, you're the only person so far that has came to this committee, and we're glad you did, but what brings you here and what's your primary interest?
I have 4 children who utilize the parks and the pool.
Yeah.
And I'm also heavily involved with the Scandinavian Festival, so that this committee is involved with that, and all my kids, my whole family is involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like community events. I like having all the parks and recreational opportunities that we have, and I like the idea of being able to have a hand in how that stuff happens.
Yeah.
Or how the city approaches how that stuff would happen. You know, between the festival and the light parade and the function and all the other awesome things that we have around here.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of what got you motivated to come out and put your hat in this ring. Yeah, well, that's really great. Our goal is to get at least two on the committee. Community members, and I really appreciate that you were the first one to put your hat in the ring, so thank you for that. And thank you for all that background too with the kids, and I think everyone probably knows you're involved with the festival a lot, but I didn't know the other part, so I think that's great.
I've actually been on that side of the room talking to this committee
about the
festival. I came 1 year and outlined the entire how vendors get selected in place, and you were here, you were there for that.
Yep, I remember.
Really helped open a lot of eyes as to how things work down the street and all the processes and all the time it takes to do it. And so I think having some of that knowledge on this side of the table will also help, you know, how we approach some of things.
Sure. I remember one of the years they asked me to go with the committee that chose the vendors. Mm-hmm. That was really interesting. You know, how you guys did it and how the vendors ended up on the streets. So, communication is so important.
You have to figure out who's coming back and who's not and where to, because we have places where you can put food booths, we have places where you can't, and so there's a lot of, you know, restrictions and stuff, you know, as far as that goes. So yeah, it can be a bit of a chore. And going out and chalking all the spaces out. We'll do that Sunday night. Yeah, that's a 2 to 3 hour.
I can't imagine.
Deal on a good year.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And you know him.
I know every one of those kids he's talking about. I sure do.
Those work kids?
Well, welcome. And this is also a good opportunity, since you're the first one on board, for us to talk a little bit about, just briefly. So a lot of what our committee does, I was actually going to ask this question tonight. So sometimes when we're in committee and doing work, whatever, the committee has the discussion, then it just automatically goes to council. Sometimes it seems like committee decisions prevent it from going to council. Well, like today when we made that decision and you're responding to that person and giving kind of an answer for now, that's not going to council anymore. And so that...
You're not going to council, though. Just as a clarification, the committee...
Well, that's what I want to clarify.
Yeah, sure. What happens, the committees, they attach a recommendation to an item. So if this item was coming in to go to council, like let's say like a street closure request, just use that as an example, because that goes to council. The committee, you can vote to say, you know, 3-1 saying, no, we don't want to do the Peterson street closure. That goes to council with that recommendation that the committee has made.
Mm-hmm.
The committee doesn't have the authority to kill an item. It attaches its recommendation and staff puts that on there so the council knows, hey, the committee has made this recommendation. Mm-hmm. Practical reality is if the committee doesn't approve, you get 3 out of 6 councilors that have already said no. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we try to help the committee get to yes, but at the end of the day, the committee only attaches a recommendation. The committee does not stop an item from going if it's something that goes to council normally.
So that's what I was trying to kind of clarify, especially since we have a new member today. How do we determine what things go to council normally and what things can be killed in committee?
So, things don't get killed in committee. And I keep coming back, and you know, just from a semantic standpoint.
Yeah.
If you look at the code, the council is the one that has the authority to grant that street closure request.
Right.
It's not that the committee has not been delegated that authority. So that's, if it's something that's clearly the council's authority to do, that's stuff that goes to council.
Yeah.
This committee is a little different just because there's a lot of things that you may work on that may or may not be council. I'm trying to come up with some good examples that will help. So let's take to the athletic facility. Let's say there was a proposed agreement that that Mr. Gates was saying he wanted the council to review this agreement to decide whether or not to enact an agreement to rent a piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
Council has set as policy that the committees review those before it goes to council.
Mm-hmm.
Council set that policy, that directive. So this case, committee would review it, give its recommendation to council, because council already provided guidance on that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like the theater group, it came in as just an idea. It hasn't reached to the point of becoming something that would normally go to council.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept idea is, yeah, the committee can say, yeah, no, we don't think this is a good idea, don't come back. Now, that person has the ability just to take it right to council.
Mm-hmm.
They have, totally within their purview and right to do so, mm-hmm. an agenda item request form.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep things through committee because that's the preference that the council has set, to kind of get that initial preview, review before it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I did tonight, saying, hey, is there an interest even to review and talk about this? Yes, no, no, not right now. Okay, great, we'll come back later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The committee can table things for sure,
mm-hmm.
Even if things that would normally go to council, the committee has the ability to table something to a different meeting if it wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah. Good. That's helpful to kind of review that. So in terms of our committee, Mr. Peterson obviously has the ability to make his voice heard. I love that he speaks out and says things, because that's why we're hoping people will join our committees. But what's his voting authority in terms of, are we going to register his vote on that recommendation as it goes to council? Do we have 4 voting members now? Or
yes.
Are we stuck at 3?
No, you're 4. The only thing that a citizen member cannot vote on is personnel related issues.
Okay, good.
This committee, the probability of that is extremely low.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty good at making up stuff, and I'm having a hard time coming up with something to use as an example.
Yeah, good. Well, see, that's great, because that's awesome that in the committee level he has that ability to actually not just say an idea, but actually to vote on it, and that gets carried on to the council as part of the recommendation. So good. So thanks for reviewing that and kind of rehashing that. I wanted to just comment for a minute tonight. I really liked the development aspect of this committee, as well as obviously the community services aspect of it. I think the development part is really important. Years ago, when Mr. Cogburn was here, Jordan was here, his training was a little bit more of a planner, but he was helping with a lot of things, including planning. But he used to talk about the ability of a good development aspect of the city to bring people to the city. So the services is a really important part of what we do, and then the development side is also a really important part of what we do. And I hope that our committee continues to, whether it be down the road with Mr. Pace or other people, I hope that our committee can learn how to help develop the city, as well as right now sometimes outside interests come and they develop the city for us, which is nothing wrong with that in most cases. Sometimes they pay for parks, sometimes they pay for parking lots, sometimes they pay for infrastructure extensions or new streets as part of their deals. I think it would be neat if from inside of our committee, we also helped create some of that vision for development. Right now, if somebody buys a big chunk of land, they can create the vision for the development as long as it fits in within, our zoning. But I think it would also be neat if we took on that part of our committee and we helped. One time I had a little meeting with Jason, and he talked about if you create plans for your infrastructure, you can bring access to parts of the city that nobody can develop right now. So there might be a big vacant lot that somebody could do something cool like that on, but there's no infrastructure to it. So when we're making our infrastructure plans, we can include that discussion. I know they already do it. I don't hear it very often in our council meetings, but we can include in that discussion, how are we going to get access to that 80 acres that doesn't have any infrastructure, or 180 acres or whatnot? Because that is part of this committee. And so I love the parks, like Jeff mentioned, and I love the pool. I love the improvements there. I also love it when we get more services to our citizens and people don't have to drive 25 miles to get something, because there's a better store or a better restaurant or a better something in Junction City. So we combine the committees. The community service kind of takes precedence because that's what we're all most familiar with, and we see it all the time. We have these departmental things, but we also have this other big part of this committee, and I think we're well equipped with this group right now. We have a lot of experience in that area that we could help in that area as well, and it doesn't just have to be the back burner. So that was my comments for this evening.
Just one thing, just to make the committee aware, starting with next month, Superintendent Tricia will be the staff lead, and I won't be sitting here. Oh. Just as a reminder that I'm going that direction. Would have been this month, but Terry let him have vacation.
He's got a lot of guts.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, that'll be fun. So he's going to take over, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, good. You did a good job, Administrator. Thanks for spearheading this committee for a while.
My pleasure to help out where I can, but it's time to pass the torch, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any other comments?
I will be missing next month's meeting because we will be on a family vacation in California.
But another one.
You could zoom in. You could zoom. Still attend.
It's a lot of space to close between here and there.
Okay. We'll answer for that one, mouse ears on.
With
a
nice flare.
Good. We'll excuse you to the new committee or the staff lead. We'll let Jeremy know that you're not going to be here. But thank you, everybody, for being here and for your comments. This meeting is adjourned. 7:12. There you go.